Good
Love
morning.
Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You are now on with Just Us Talk with Tisha. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Last week, we talked about the aftermath of the election. I'm much better this week. I'm much better. You know, if you recall, I did not do a Periscope show. I did not report on Periscope last week. Just because it was last week was a very, very, very emotional time. So I do thank you. Thank you to those of you who are joining us live on Periscope. Thank you to those of you who are joining us on Facebook, on Twitter, on marketingpulpit.com. Thank you so much. Every week, as you know, we do this show. And, you know, we talk about various issues, and I always start off by reminding everyone the reason my show is called Just Us Talk with Tisha is because it's just us. It's just us, and I pride myself on not only being the type of person that really cares about people and the issues that impact people, but also being the type of lawyer that cares about people and cares about how legal cases impact people. Because as a lawyer, I fully understand that whether you're going through a custody case, a child support case, a divorce, whatever the case may be, it's a very, very difficult time. Not only is hiring a lawyer a financial burden to a lot of people, but it's also just a trying time emotionally, because your family is being disrupted, your life is being disrupted, and you're dealing with things you probably never had to deal with before in your life, and it's difficult. And as a human being and as a lawyer, I certainly respect that, and it holds a lot of weight for me when I start to work with people, because I really, like I said, I really like to think about how this is going to impact my client and this person when my work is done. Because there are just, you know, it's, I don't want to say ramifications, but the impact of it does not cease when the case ends. So I respect that. And so thank you. So we have in spite of everything that happened last week and all the drama and emotions and everything, so I got an email, I guess it was like 2 days ago, that my law firm was rated on Avvo.com, and we received the Client's Choice Award. So, yay! If you don't know what that means, first of all, www.avvo.com, shout out to Avvo. Avvo.com is a website that allows people to search for a lawyer if you don't have a lawyer, to rate your lawyer if you have used the lawyer to represent you, if they are an Avvo, as well as to kind of, you know, I guess, browse through different practice areas and things like that. You know, if you're looking for help or something like that, it allows you to ask questions of attorneys. So thank you so much to all of our wonderful, wonderful clients. We love our clients here at the law office of Tisha S. Hillman. Our clients, you know, keep us going. They make us who we are. And so I thank you. Thank you so much to everyone who, you know, rated us and, you know, took your time to do that. We certainly appreciate it. We appreciate your business. We appreciate your loyalty. We appreciate you. So thank you. So to the topic of divorce. So, you know, what's funny is every time people ask me what I do, I say I break up happy homes. Or I guess not for happy homes, but yeah, that's what I do for a living. I break up happy homes. And so when we talk about divorce, it's important to remember that in the state of Maryland, there are two types of divorce, right? There is what's called a limited divorce, and that's what's called an absolute divorce. Now, okay, so funny story about the whole, like, you know, limited versus absolute divorce. So at one point in my life, being a single woman, I was dating online. And so, you know, people, it gives you the option of selecting, you know, what your marital status is, right? And so it's funny because I met so many people that would say that they're divorced And then when you actually have a conversation with them, you find out that they're actually separated. And so that's why this whole thing is interesting to me, because I'm like, I met so many people that were like, oh, yeah, I'm divorced. But not really. A legal separation is the same thing in Maryland as a limited divorce, right? So it's what we, in legal parlance, we call it, I guess, a divorce from bed and board. I always want to think bed and breakfast, but it's not bed and breakfast, it's bed and board. And it's nothing more than a legal separation. And, in fact, if you are trying to get a limited divorce, you still have to kind of go through the same, you still have to have the same basis, essentially, that you have to have for a full-on absolute divorce. So you still have to prove a ground if you're trying to get a limited divorce or an absolute divorce in the state of Maryland. So in order to get a limited divorce, right, it's basically on the following ground. So you can do something like, say, for instance, you're in a situation where you believe that your spouse is treating you cruelly. So you can file a limited divorce based on cruelty of treatment. Now, of course, you have to prove that basis when you go to court. But if you believe that you are actually either you or your children are being subjected to cruelty of treatment by your partner, then you can file for a limited divorce. There's also, excessively vicious conduct, desertion, or separation, right? So the thing is, though, when it comes to excessively vicious conduct, the courts of Maryland have actually said that the entry of a protective order, well, actually, it's not that. It's a protective order can actually not be used as evidence to prove that you are, subjected to excessively vicious conduct or, I'm sorry, excessively vicious treatment or cruelty of treatment, right? So if you got a protective order against your spouse and you want to use that as evidence, Maryland courts have essentially said you can't use that as evidence. Now, that does not mean that you can't prove your case, but it just means that the document, right, the document itself, the piece of paper that you received from the court when your protective order was granted, that can't be used as evidence in your case to prove, for purposes of divorce, to prove excessively vicious conduct or cruelty of treatment. You can also file a limited divorce based on the grounds of desertion. So desertion is really interesting because a lot of times you have people who can't actually afford to live separately. So there's something called actual desertion. And actual desertion, if you can imagine, my partner left and I have no idea where they are, or my partner left and I know where they are, but they left the marriage, they left the home, they left the family, right? That is actual desertion. And then you have something called constructive desertion. Now, the interesting thing I find about constructive desertion is that a lot of lawyers, from what I've seen, don't actually want to file on constructive desertion. And but the thing is, I filed divorces before on that ground. And constructive desertion is essentially, even though we still physically live together, my partner constructively left the marriage, even though they didn't actually leave me, the family, or the home. So I've seen many situations, for whatever reason, right? Say, for instance, you guys are both on the mortgage or on the deed or whatever the case may be, or you don't want to leave your house because it's your house. You have every right to be there. You have no place to go. Because, living in this area, as you all know, is not at all cheap. It's actually a lot cheaper, a lot more affordable to buy a home than it is to rent in Maryland. So, say, for instance, you can't afford to leave, right? And you have every right to be there as your partner. And so you want to get a divorce because obviously you guys aren't getting along, or whatever the basis that you claim, and no one actually left the home, right? So I have filed divorces on the basis of constructive desertion. Now, understand this. It is very, very, very tricky when it comes to constructive desertion. Talk to your lawyer, hopefully Keisha S. Tillman at www.estillmanlaw.com, 301-744-7996, or the lawyer of your choosing. They won't be as awesome as me. So talk to your lawyer about the case law, because there is case law on the books in Maryland regarding what you need to prove constructive desertion when the people still actually live together, okay? But just know that you actually can file a divorce on that basis. When it comes to limited divorce, like I said, you can get a limited divorce. But understand this. It's not an absolute divorce, you're not divorced. You're still legally married. So don't go on dating websites saying that you're divorced, because you're not. It's a lie. You're separated. If you have a limited divorce, just because the word divorce is on the paper does not, in fact, mean you are divorced. It means you are legally separated, and that's it. So a limited divorce does not give you the right to marry again, because, like I said, you're still legally married. So that's the difference, essentially, between the limited divorce and the absolute divorce. You still have to prove a fault-based ground. You can't move on, right? You can't move on and get divorced, right? Have an absolute divorce, right? And a lot of times, as attorneys, we plead this in the alternative, right? So say, for instance, you want to file a divorce based on the fact that you and your partner have lived separate and apart for the period of 12 months. Right? In Maryland, you can get a divorce based on a 12-month separation. But say, for instance, you're at month 9, right? You can do what's called, you can file a divorce, right? But you have to plead the alternative. So say, for instance, you can't prove a ground for absolute divorce, but you can prove limited divorce. So you can actually plead that in the alternative. So just talk to your lawyer about that. I know it's a bit complicated. I understand if you're not following me on that part. But just know that, it is still possible, but just talk to your lawyer and they'll figure out what's the best course of action for you. So in terms of absolute divorce, right, people come to my office, right, what they actually want is an absolute divorce. They don't want to be with this person anymore. They want the right to be able to move on, to date, to get married, all of these things. That is called an absolute divorce. That means we are severing the ties of this relationship, of the legal bond that you have to love, honor, respect, obey, whatever marriage vows say. But we are severing those ties, right? So that's when you want an absolute divorce, right? So in order to get an absolute divorce, kind of same as a limited divorce, you have to prove ground. And the fault-based grounds are adultery. Adultery, I find it to be very, very interesting, and I'm going to tell you why after my coffee. So the reason I find adultery to be interesting is because, think about it, most of the time, you're not going to catch the other person in the act. Now, it has happened, which is, Tony, that makes for some great stories. It's not usual to catch the other person in the act of adultery. So in order to prove adultery in the state of Maryland, the court has to find that the person had, the overall appearance, essentially, of adultery. And the example they always give is, you see your partner, whatever, walking out of a hotel room with someone else. You can't say for sure that, sexual relations occurred, but by sheer virtue of the fact that your married partner is leaving a hotel room with someone else, sets you up for the disposition, right? So you want to talk to your lawyer about what evidence you have to prove adultery, and just trying to figure out if you really can prove that as a basis. Then there is, of course, desertion, like we talked about, for limited divorce. If the desertion is uninterrupted, and that's key. I have a lot of little like anecdotal like little things because I do this. So the stories that you hear, I mean, makes for great cocktail conversation. But when you're separated, you can't still go back and have sex with the person that you're trying to divorce. Okay. Do you hear me? Hear me on Periscope. Hear me on Blog Talk Radio. Hear me, right? If you are trying to get a divorce, whether it be a limited divorce or an absolute divorce, the period of separation has to be, read my lips, uninterrupted, right? And what will interrupt the running of the clock, essentially, is you guys having sex. Don't do that. Don't do that, right? So if you are trying to get a divorce, and on month 11 and a half, you go back, and you guys have sex one time, guess what? You have interrupted the time period, and now the clock starts to tick all over again. So don't do that. If you are trying to get a divorce, don't go back and have sex. So the key is it has to be an uninterrupted period of 12 months if you are trying to prove abandonment, desertion, just a basic separation, right? Just know that it has to be uninterrupted. Also, if a person has been convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor in any state or court of the U.S., before the filing of the divorce, because that's always key, you got to remember when the grounds or the fault occurred, right? And the person is sentenced to serve 3 years or an indeterminate sentence in a institution, essentially. And they would serve 12 months. So 12 months is basically the key number when it comes to, you know, issues regarding separation. If the person is insane and they've been sentenced to, if they've been institutionalized, you may be able to get an absolute divorce on that basis. And I personally never ran into that. I'm sure it happens, obviously, which is why it's the law. But that's just, you know, I can't even imagine because that has to absolutely be heartbreaking. So then you, again, have cruelty of treatment, excessively vicious conduct, you know, all the same things that we talked about for filing a limited divorce are absolutely the same. Now, one of the things that's new in Maryland, and when I say new, I mean it became the law October 1st of 2015, is there's something called divorce by mutual consent. Now, this is actually something that is pretty awesome. So I believe, and I haven't read the background in terms of the legislative intent on this, but I believe that when crafting this legislation in this bill, the legislators were really thinking about the fact that a lot of people may not be able to, as I stated in the beginning, live separate and apart, but they want to get divorced. So divorce by mutual consent allows you to get divorced, even an absolute divorce, even if you have not lived separate and apart for 12 months. But the key is you have to, you and your partner have to enter into an agreement, a settlement agreement that settles all issues regarding marital property, marital debt, alimony, all of that kind of stuff. It all has to be spelled out in a separation agreement. And you cannot have children or minor children in common. So if you want to get a divorce, doesn't matter if you're separated or not, doesn't matter if you live under the same roof or not, and you guys mutually agree that, yes, we are going to get a divorce, what you can do is you can enter into, have a lawyer, Tisha F. Hillman, at 301-744-7996, draft an agreement that will dispose of all marital property, and you cannot have minor children under the age of 18 in common, and you'll be able to get a divorce under the basis of mutual consent. And that ground actually gets you through the process a lot faster because, you know, as you can imagine, what slows up the divorce process in any legal action is contention. So the more the parties fight, the longer it takes, the more expensive it is. But if there's nothing really to fight about, you know, you guys can get through the process relatively quickly. And it varies from county to county, how long it generally takes, but just know that that's a lot quicker. Now, when it comes to divorces, there are several defenses. So, and when I say defenses, I mean, like, say, for instance, you want to say, well, I want to get a divorce because my partner cheated. One of the defenses that your partner could then use is, well, you took me back after you knew I cheated. Therefore, you condoned the behavior. So condemnation is one of the defenses to adultery. So be sure that if you are tried of adultery, that you're done, that you wash your hands of the situation. Because if you take the person back, just know that that is a defense that they have to that. One of the other things is recrimination. And so that's also, you know, it's also something that is considered to be a defense. Now, understand that when I say defenses, these things do not are not a bar, right? They don't stop you. It just means that this is something that the other person can argue when they are trying to defend against a claim of adultery or whatever the case may be, right? Because remember, like I said, if you are trying to prove fault, the other person can have a defense for why they did X, Y, and Z, or why your claim for X, Y, and Z should not go forward. So just remember that. And one of the great things about, I hate to say this, but about divorce is essentially you got to remember that when you guys got married, when two people get married, they took vows. And for whatever that means to you, right, because not everybody believes in, you know, the religious aspect of divorce. But the law sees it as a legal contract. It is. And I know that takes all the romance out of it, but it is, in essence, a legal contract between two people that they say, we are going to do X, Y, and Z. We are going to provide for one another. We are going to, you know, whatever, right? So there's this little thing called alimony. And I can't remember who sang the song, but every time I do a case and alimony comes into the picture, I always think about the song. It's cheaper to keep her, cheaper to keep her. So just know that if you are trying to get a divorce and there an alimony comes into the picture, that song is always in my head. It's cheaper to keep her because alimony can be very, very, very expensive. And we'll talk about that at another time. But just know that, you know, when you enter into the legal contract that is marriage, you do have an obligation under the law to provide for one another. So you can't, you can't just do things like, you know, some of the things that people do, you know, you move out of the marital home, stop paying the bills, let the home go into foreclosure. I mean, that's just terrible. So you can't really do that. And so so the law does have things in place to, you know, to protect people when that happens, and such things are like alimony. And so talk to your lawyer and figure out whether or not you have a basis for alimony, whether it be what's called indefinite alimony or whether it be what's called rehabilitative alimony. And in essence, the difference between the two is indefinite alimony is, you know, it's, although the term is indefinite, the law says that it's not meant to be a lifetime award of pension, basically. But sometimes it ends up, you know, being that because, you know, unless the person, you know, dies or remarries or whatever the case may be, or there's a modification. I mean, it's, you know, we can talk about this for days. You know, you will likely continue to pay, you know, to pay your ex-spouse alimony. And indefinite alimony, I'm sorry, rehabilitative alimony is just as it sounds. It is alimony that is for a time period to allow the person that is receiving alimony to become what's called rehabilitated. In other words, financially independent. And so, you know, whether they need to get training or, you know, maybe they just had a baby and, you know, you need time for the child to be able to, you know, get a little bit older, whatever the case may be. That is what's called rehabilitative alimony. It's to give the other person receiving alimony the opportunity to get to a place of financial independence. But at the end of the day, it's cheaper to keep it. If you have any questions, divorce is very, very complicated. The law is complicated, or at least it can be, depending on your specific case. So what you would want to do is be sure to talk to a lawyer about whatever questions that you have about your specific case, because understand this, every single case is different. The thing that people make a mistake of doing is talking to their friends who have been through it, and now they are self-proclaimed attorneys. Read my lips again. Do not let they have ESQ behind their name or JD behind their name. Please don't listen to people, because 9 times out of 10, or I should say even 10 times out of 10, these people don't know the law. So just because they've been through it does not make them an expert on the law, right? You got to talk to a lawyer and get legal advice about your specific issue, because one fact can change the outcome of a case. And every lawyer knows that, right? But your street lawyer friends don't know that. So don't listen to them. And don't listen to the clerk's office either. Clerk's office, they're not lawyers. Do not let the clerk in the circuit court or district court or whatever, don't let the clerk tell you what to do regarding your legal matter. They're there. They will give you documents or whatever the case may be, but they cannot give you legal advice. It is unethical for them to do so. And 100% of the time, it's wrong. Okay? If you, like I said, you have any questions about absolute divorce, limited divorce, legal separations, alimony, any of these things, be sure to contact my office. We are here to help you. Our office address is 9701 Apollo Drive, Suite 301. We are in Largo, Maryland, right by Capitol Boulevard, not far from FedEx Field. And the receptionist there, the receptionist is in the office Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. And, if you have any questions, give me a call. I'm at 301-744-7996. You can shoot me an email, and you can shoot my office a general email at info@tshillmanlaw.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, to like us on, or to, no, to, you know, tell them old. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're here every Wednesday, 10 a.m., to give you all the ins and outs on what it means, to have a legal case as it relates specifically right now to family law. We also do some criminal law, personal injury, we're here to help. As I close, just remember that be sure to own your awesome. As you go out every single day, be sure to own your awesome. This thing called life can be very, very challenging. And at the end of the day, just remember, it's just us. Thank you so much. We will see you next week.
Awesome.
Aw. Thank you.